Beware the browser extension, that little piece of software that gives you shortcuts to such things as passwords and shopping tips and stuff. Well, they're also privacy hogs that monitor your every move as if we need more tracking. I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. You know, recently Amazon offered $10 to Prime members to download its Assistant browser extension. For $10, you gave Amazon the right to watch you shop at other sites. $10, not much. There are good uses for browser extensions, like translating text, making screen captures, blocking ads, remembering passwords, and shortening URLs. But as I said, they also can snoop on you. They can eat at your processing power. They can take memory away. There's a lot to be concerned about. I would recommend using them really sparingly. I took a look at the privacy policy on some of the most popular browser extensions. The Rakuten eBay shopping assistant, for instance, admits that while trying to find you good deals, it also uses location identifying technologies and says that it may rent, sell, and share other information that cannot be used to identify you with merchant partners, third parties, or affiliates to monitor our usage and activity. No thank you. Be Frugal, another shopping site, says it gathers information about your activities on this site and other sites to provide you with advertising based on your browsing activities and interests. Does that interest you? Not me. No thank you. So, be very careful before downloading an extension. Read the reviews. See how many times they've been downloaded. Apply a general rule of caution. Only download extensions from the authorized web stores. Steer clear of third-party extensions. And don't download too many of them, because if you do, they, as I said, they can really eat at your processing power. Listeners, are there browser extensions that you love and couldn't live without? I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.